Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, and we appreciate your leadership, both as a former council member of the City of Long Beach and now your role as chairman on this important Senate committee. The Port of Long Beach strongly endorses Proposition 1B and urges voters in California to support this important initiative. I think it's incumbent upon everybody in this room to get the word out to everyone the importance of this proposition. I don't think we can take it lightly, and I think it's important that we all implore our neighbors and friends and everybody we work with to make sure that they vote in favor of Prop 1B. We're grateful to you, Mr. Chairman, for your and your colleagues in the legislature, and to the governor for bringing this historic referendum to the ballot in November. What does Proposition 1B mean for us, specifically in the Southland and the Port of Long Beach? Fundamentally, Proposition 1B allows our collective vision for improved mobility, emissions reduction, and port security to become reality. This vision must include new sources of revenue and public-private partnerships, and we've talked a lot about public-private partnerships this morning. We agree that we cannot continue to count on the federal government and the current STIP process to fund all of the necessary projects. Thus, we applaud the state's initiative in proposing general obligation bonds. The port and industry must be prepared to match these funds so that a true public-private partnership can emerge. We have therefore begun serious negotiations with the goods movement industry to help pay for these critical projects. The ports will be a funding partner as well. We have also made substantial headway on reaching consensus in Southern California on which projects should receive priority for funding. And as the councilman mentioned, recently the mayors of Long Beach and Los Angeles convened a task force on goods movement. In addition to the mayor's offices, the task force consisted of the two ports and representatives of the maritime, import, export, trucking, and rail industries, as well as labor and environmental groups. The task force developed a high list of high-priority projects. You will find familiar projects on this list, such as the Long Beach Freeway Early Action Projects, the Gerald Desmond Bridge Replacement, the SR 47 Expressway, including replacement of the Commodore Heim Bridge over the Cerritos Channel, Seaside Avenue Navy Waste Grade Separation Interchange, on-dock railroad improvements, advanced transportation management information and security systems, and improvements to the I-110 SR-47 connectors. These projects are critical to improving the reliability and the velocity of cargo movement, reducing congestion, and improving the environment in the port area. The two ports have also made unprecedented commitments to environmental mitigation. The draft San Pedro Bay Clean Air Action Plan is currently being revised following a 60-day public comment period and is expected to be presented for adoption in mid-November. This plan is aimed at significantly reducing the health risk posed by air pollution from port-related ships, trains, trucks, terminal equipment, and harbor craft. The plan was created with the cooperation and the participation of the staff of the South Coast Air Quality Management District, the California Air Resources Board, and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The plan proposes hundreds of millions of dollars in investments by the ports, the local air district, the state, the port-related industries to cut particulate matter and pollution from all port-related sources by more than 50% within the next 5 years. Measures to be implemented under the plan will also reduce smog-forming NOx emissions by more than 45% and will also result in reductions of other harmful air emissions such as sulfur oxide, also known as SOx. Under the plan, the ports propose to eliminate dirty diesel trucks from San Pedro Bay cargo terminals within 5 years by joining with the state and local agencies to finance a new generation of clean or retrofitted vehicles. The ports, along with the South Coast Air Quality Management District, propose to allocate more than $200 million towards this specific effort. The plan also calls for all major container cargo and cruise ship terminals at the ports to be equipped with shoreside power electricity within 5 to 10 years so that vessels at berth can shut down their diesel-powered auxiliary engines. Ships would also be required to reduce their speeds within 40 nautical miles of the ports, use low-sulfur fuels, and employ other emissions reduction measures and technologies. Within 5 years, all cargo handling equipment would be replaced or retrofitted to the toughest U.S. Environmental Protection Agency emission standards for new equipment, achieving emission reductions earlier than the California Air Resources Board's recently adopted cargo handling equipment regulation. Under the Clean Air Action Plan, diesel PM from all port-related sources would be reduced by a total of 1,200 tons a year, and NOx would be reduced by 12,000 tons per year. The transportation bond includes $1 billion for emission reduction programs for trade corridors. We hope to partner with the state and bring our collective resources to bear on the critical air quality problems facing our region. The proposed bond also provides $100 million for port security, as we previously have heard. Each year, the ports apply for federal security grants, but everyone acknowledges that federal resources have been woefully inadequate. The Federal Safe Port Act promises another $400 million in port security grants, and we hope to tap into these funds along with the proposed state bond money. Together, we will secure our ports from terrorism as best we can. We have to strive for a fair allocation of funds amongst our projects, amongst the regions, and amongst the modes. We pledge our support to you and the California Transportation Commission and the California Air Resources Board in participating in the consensus-building process with respect to criteria develop and project selection. While we recognize there are competing demands for these funds throughout the state, it's important to note that the San Pedro Bay ports handled 86% of containerized waterborne trade in California in calendar year 2005. Therefore, we believe a 60-40 split of funds for trade corridor projects is not appropriate as currently drafted. Again, we are grateful for your leadership in promoting partnerships and stimulating the critical thinking that is so important in this industry. We pledge our support in this important endeavor.
Yeah. Again, I want to compliment, you know, the ports on the leadership of coming together, first of the beginning of working together, separate entities, the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, but coming together with a common clean air plan. And you talk about the infrastructure projects that you see in the bond as vitally important and hoping that we get our fair share. You talk we handle 86%, or this region handles 86% of the traffic, that, you know, of the goods that come through. You'd like to see that fund coming through. You've identified some of the projects that you would like to see in terms of at the port. That would be very important. And you talk about how we might be able to, you know, partner with the private sector on the many, the funding of this. Yet the issue that I keep coming back to is, and what was first started by Mayor Foster, is the fact that in your plan you only identify $400 million between the two ports and over the next 5 years, really, in terms of that you will be able to step forward with the AQMD. The bond has $1 billion that is not going to come all to here, although we'd like to see, based upon an assessment of need. And the Air Resources Board estimates to, just to bring us into attainment, we're talking about $6 to $10 billion in funds just for air quality emissions reduction. We're talking about, you know, who's going to partner with us on those? I can understand partnering on, which will may help, on the infrastructure, which is vitally important. But where is the money coming from on where are we getting the other $5 billion? No one is stepping up. We keep hearing about partnerships, but we haven't heard anything specific except that the legislature put forth a container fee to be a real partner, and that was vetoed by the governor. What do you see as where we're going to get this additional revenue?
Well, I think the goods movement industry has to recognize that they have to be a partner in this. I think they need to see value. I think they need to recognize that you know, the efficiency of goods movement is only going to occur with their partnership. You know, I think there are a number of examples that they might point to about trust funds and those types of things that have been applied in the federal sector, which haven't been a very good model for what we're trying to do here in the state.
So what you're saying is response, they've seen us come up. They were the ones that led the charge against it, obviously, as we know. So what you're saying is it's really up to them now to step up. They have to be. You're not – when you say they need to see, what you're saying is it's imperative that they enter the negotiate at the table, too, because if not, we cannot just expect that the public sector is going to pay for this.
I would agree with that 100%.
Thank you.
Thank you.